You know, arts and crafts have really seen a surge in popularity over the past, like, year and a half, you know, with the pandemic and so many people working from home, many families there. And this is true for our next guest. I want to introduce everybody to Tiffany Mary. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from? What town do you live in?
I live in Gilmanton Iron Works.
Okay. So I actually met Tiffany, 2 weeks ago at a Salem, the craft fair at Salem High School, and I was completely blown away by her crafting. So first off, how did you get into this? Was this always something that you enjoyed, or was this something that kind of just happened during the pandemic when you were home?
So I've always been crafty and liked to make things, but I didn't actually get into the first thing I got was a Cricut maker, so that's like t-shirts and decals and stuff like that, and then I saw sublimation stuff, and I didn't even think it was going to turn into all this. I thought it was just going to be like personal, you know, gifts and stuff.
That's pretty neat. So tell us everything, like the one thing that caught my eye, and it's people might be like, what, is you make this crazy toilet paper. It's holiday toilet paper. And, I mean, you have, like, different movies. You have Joe Biden. You have former President Trump. And, like, it was just amazing. It was kind of cool. It's, like, that neat Christmas gift that you can't find anywhere. Like, have a lot of people been like, oh, my God, this is fantastic?
Yes, it was definitely a lot of people stopped at the table just to look at the toilet paper.
I mean, you caught my eye. I mean, I think I stood there for, like, 10 minutes. I was laughing. People were probably like, who is this crazy woman? And I, like, walked away, but then I was like, I walked back. I was like, I need more of these because they're just so different.
Exactly.
Now, so what else do you make? Looking at your, because you sell a lot on your Facebook page. So first off, how can people find you on Facebook?
It's TJM Custom Designs. But if they put in, like, the Facebook website after Facebook.com, it's TJM Custom Designs with a one at the end.
Now, can you make things that people request? Like, what are the big sellers this year for the holidays?
So a lot of people like the fact that they could put, like, photos on stuff. So I do a lot of photo tumblers where, like, I've had people request, like, their husband's car or, you know, a wedding picture or their kids. Or a lot of people like the custom, like, that they can email me something and I can put it on whatever they want.
Well, it's a very personal thing for the holidays too, right?
Exactly.
So now I'm looking at, like, you do the custom, the mugs that you just said, the custom cups. Now the tumblers. How does it, is it like just one tumbler? How does it work? It looks like there's like three separate ones. Is it just like one photo that you kind of spread out?
Yeah, it's just different sides of the cup.
Oh, okay. Now, so how busy have you been trying to fill up all these Christmas orders?
It's been crazy. I'm getting caught up now, though, that we're stuck at home. So,
okay. So now, are you doing any more shows? Or are you like, no? Is this like a crafting thing that you're gonna continue with? Is this like something that you're really, really enjoying? Is it just you, or are your kids involved in this too?
It's just me. I mean, I bug my 9-year-old to tell me how cool my stuff is, but, yeah.
It's very cool, actually. I bought a bunch of different, the toilet paper from you. I actually picked up another bunch last night, and I've given several away, and they're just talkers. It's something like, you think the pandemic, you know, the toilet paper, there was no toilet paper anywhere. And it's just almost like a centerpiece of a good conversation and a good laugh.
Right.
So now what else are people asking you for? Like, what are you putting on shirts?
Oh, geez.
Is it just shirts?
Right,
is it like
it's
t-shirts,
sweatshirts?
Like, can people request almost anything?
Yeah, I do it all.
Now, how difficult is that? Is this all through a machine? Like, they just send you a photo, ideas? Like, what is the best way? Like, if somebody said, hey, you know, I have this great, like you said, wedding photo, something that I want to remember or honor, you know, my sister or my brother or my mom for something special, they just send you a photo?
Yep, they could just email me a photo and I can put it on. I have, like, there's all sorts of possibilities. There's puzzles, keychains, T-shirts, pillowcases, blankets. Those photo blankets with the different panels on them, I can do that stuff.
Oh, wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, as long as I can print it, I can put it on stuff that has the right coating.
Now, what are the more popular things that you've seen over the past year? Anything stick out more than the other?
The most that I've sold is probably tumblers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to put all of your information on our website because it's great, and if people wanted to order from you. So once again, what is the Facebook page so that people can get in touch with you, or is it easier to email or just send or message you right through the social media page?
Either one is fine, honestly, but it's probably easier for people just to message me because they're looking on the Facebook page. So it's TJM Custom Designs.
Now, would you just meet up with them, send it in the mail? What's the best way for people to go about that?
If they're local, I don't mind meeting, or I can ship also. That's not a problem.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tiffany. Again, I absolutely love your products, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you because I want to order some more stuff.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much. And we will be right back with a little bit more of Good Morning New Hampshire right after this.